We're looking at, in the first 10 years, we anticipate that the growth will be at about 3.2%, which is roughly equivalent to how it's gone in the past 10 years, from 2000 to 2010. But then after 2020, we expect that to fall off to just about 1.2%. So it is a significant drop-off in the growth rate. The population will continue to grow during that time, but it will just really start to slow down. And we see something similar happening in the Northeast region as a whole, and also in the United States as a whole, where growth really starts to slow down in those later 10 years.
And why is that? Why is there that growth rate slowing?
Well, the reason for that is primarily a question of age. It's attributable to the aging of the United States and Massachusetts as a whole. So we're looking at a future where one in five people is over the age of 65.
And conversely, the percentage of the population younger than 19 will decline over the next 20 years, correct?
Exactly. And part of the reason that we see stronger growth in the first 10 years is attributable to the fact that we do have this second bump in the population, the echo boomers, also known as the millennials. And for some time, their growth around the U.S. as a whole and in the region will increase the Massachusetts population also. Many come into Massachusetts to attend college, particularly in the greater Boston region. So in those parts of the state, we do see a swell in population for the next 5 to 10 years, and then we start to see that fall off as that generation nationwide, you know, also starts to move into higher age cohorts.
Now, your study did look at actually regions, and actually did projections town by town in Massachusetts. And I know there's an interactive map that people can go to on your website and check that out if they're interested. But let's speak in general terms about regional differences. I guess it shouldn't surprise people to see that you're projecting higher growth rates in greater Boston and some areas in central Massachusetts, with lower growth rates and even population declines in parts of western Massachusetts. Why is that?
Well, those regional differences are, again, driven mostly by their current age structures in the region, and then how the effects of migration, fertility, and mortality play out among those age groups through the years to come. So, for example, in the Berkshires, over the past 10 years, what we've seen there is that the Berkshires has tended to attract older, retired in-migrants, while younger people in their 20s have tended to move out of the area. So there we see that as the overall U.S. population of retirees increases with this aging boomer population, that region will experience increased population due to in-migration and actually have population growth for the next 10 years. But then as those residents continue to age, mortality starts to kick in and play a larger role in population change, and you start to see that population decrease. So then, you know, in parts of the state where you see steady growth, Greater Boston, they are a great attractor of young people. Many people head to that area to attend college. So as we see the millennial generation just now hitting that college age cohort, you'll see a real swell in the Boston region. And you can expect a lot of growth there. Now, over time, as people age into the years where they're starting families, you will start to see a trickle out of those groups, but it's a slow trickle out. It's not a big exodus of, you know, families leaving Boston. Just over the years, they tend to move out. So that's how Boston remains strong. The central region is another area that has typically attracted college-age students, but it also attracts younger families in their 30s. Possibly the same ones moving out of Boston as they trickle out, they're moving into the central region.
Let's still talk just briefly about what public policy implications you see as a result of what the study found.
Well, it's worth noting that, you know, these projections are based on the assumption that recent trends will continue into the future. But there are so many policy factors that could change that future, and it's worth noting some of them. International immigration policy is probably the one that would have the most impact on the Massachusetts population growth. Over the past many years, over the past decades, out-migration to other parts of the United States from Massachusetts residents has always been offset by international in-migration of people coming into the area. And that international in-migration also tends to keep the Massachusetts population younger and to generate more family growth, et cetera. So a change in international immigration policy to the effect where more people were coming in would certainly have a large impact on the Massachusetts population. Other things, job growth in certain areas of the state would certainly influence migration in that area. College enrollment policy, the percent of students recruited locally as versus nationally or internationally would also have a large effect on population growth. So there are really many, many factors that could come into play. The set that we put together is based on demographic forces of change, looking at recent trends in fertility rates, mortality rates, and the migration patterns by age over the past 5 to 10 years. So, they're not a sure predictor of the future, and many other policy pieces could come into play.